You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's personal finance time on a Monday. As usual, we try to unlock some nuggets of value that hopefully can help you in your personal financial journey and help you navigate life a little better. And this week, we're taking a look at the different types of insurance covers you might need in the different stages of your life. I'm joined on the line by Matthew Green, Product Development Head at F&B Insure, to take a look at this. Good evening, Matthew. Thanks so much for taking the time. Insurance is probably one of the most daunting things to think about, because the moment you start, it just seems as though everybody comes in and says, oh, you need this insurance, you need that insurance, you need this one on top of that one, or this one doesn't cover that. And it all just seems very daunting and overwhelming in some respects. How do we kind of navigate the insurance cycle based on the life cycle? Where do we start?
Thank you for having me. So I think what's most important is to focus on why you need insurance as a start, right? So what's important is that you can almost see it as building blocks. So you need life insurance to cover certain needs. So as you get older, these needs do change, but some of them are sort of somewhat universal, right? So if you pass away, you need life cover to settle your debts. If you have something like a home loan, you need life insurance to cover the outstanding debt on the home loan so that you can make sure that your family still has a home, right? So the bank doesn't need to sell the house in order to cover the home loan debt. So you need, your first building block is at least have insurance to settle any debts should anything happen, right? Then the second block becomes, how do you make sure you secure your sort of living costs? So groceries, day-to-day expenses for your family, those types of expenses that do arise that may obviously carry on even if you pass away. So that would be the sort of second building block that you need cover to protect against. The third one would be, and something you just can't escape, is estate taxes and executor's fees. So everybody, if you pass away, there are executor's fees that need to be covered. So if you have an executor of your deceased estate, so you need insurance to cover that, because if you don't have cash to settle those executor's fees, your estate administration can take much longer. So you need insurance to cover any estate fees, any kind of estate taxes that do arise. So these are sort of the core building blocks that you need life insurance for. And then in terms of the life cycle, as you mentioned, so these needs obviously change as you get older and older, right? So if you are sort of young, starting out your life, you may not have any dependents. So you may not have a family who need to sort of have cover in terms of whether you've passed away.
So then, Matthew, if we look at the life cycle and we look at, let's start at the beginning of kind of when you start needing these insurances, when you've just started working, you have your first job, you don't really have any major dependents that depend on you at this stage, you're just getting yourself off the ground. What insurance do you then put in place there at that phase in your life?
So when you're starting out, as you said, you know, you maybe just have an income. You may not have any significant assets that need to be protected. You may not even have any debts potentially. In that scenario, your most important thing that needs to be protected is your income, right? Your ability to earn an income to cover your day to day. If you, you know, for example, have to be in a car accident, and then you sort of maybe lose the ability to perform your job. Let's say you're an engineer and now you're in the car accident. You can no longer practice as an engineer. You're still alive, right? You still have rent to pay. You still have costs that need to be covered. But all of a sudden, you cannot perform your job anymore. That is a hole that you sort of cannot recover from if you are permanently unable to perform your job. Now, you could rely on family members, but this is where insurance comes in. So you don't be put in the situation where you're continuously dependent on your parents or siblings or whoever. So you get disability insurance, right? So it could come either in the form of lump sum disability cover, which pays everything up front, or you can get income protection that pays your monthly income for as long as you're unable to perform your occupation.
That's quite interesting. The fact that we have to secure different things at various stages in life. And speaking of stages in life, I want to move on to kind of a bit of a next stage. So you've been in the workforce for a while, and maybe for some people this comes along with that first job as well, is you start a family, you start accumulating assets, you start buying properties, you start buying vehicles or whatever assets that you are accumulating. How do you then navigate that next phase almost of your life?
So, as you said, things change. You pick up these assets. Usually, you buy these assets funded by debts. So, you do need money to settle any debts to secure those assets, right? As you get family members, let's say you have a child, right? As you have a child, you then need to start paying for things like school fees and all these different types of costs. This is where you need both death and disability cover, because either one, should either you lose your income, or your family loses your sort of contribution towards the total income, you're going to need both death and disability cover to cover these costs. Now, what's interesting about these things is that if you have a home loan, as an example, that balance doesn't stay the same, right? Your needs change all the time. Your children may stop going to school because they graduated from high school, university. You want a product that can also move with your needs, so that's what's important about having something that's dynamic to your needs, and which is one of the nice things about one of FNB's products, where our dynamic life cover always matches the outstanding balance of your home loan, because you want cover that always moves with your needs and make sure that you always have enough cover to settle those types of debts to secure your assets and your family.
Matthew, let's jump to the end of the employment cycle, hopefully, for most of us. I mean, retirement is something that's been in the news of late with the two-pot system that's coming into effect and all of the conversations around retirement, the fact that we now are expected to live longer than we were in the past, and so retirement needs to go further. How do I prepare for that phase of my life, understanding that I might retire at 65, but I might only pass away at 85?
Yeah, so that's extremely important, right? Because what you want in terms of your life cover, you need to make sure that you also have illness cover, right? That covers your medical expenses as you get older. For many things, it's difficult to save up enough money for it, right? You may not save up enough money to cover all of your potential future medical costs. The last thing you want in your sort of life plan is to be faced with a situation where you have your retirement annuity paying out, your annuity paying out in your retirement, but you're forced to use your monthly income to cover all of your medical bills, right? Or assisted living costs or anything like that. That's where something like critical illness cover becomes extremely important. Life cover is still important post-retirement for any sort of legacy planning, whether you need to want to leave money to your spouse, to your children. Life insurance becomes quite an efficient mechanism to do that and to cover any potential taxes. But in terms of orchestrating all of this, it's also important to have a will in place, a signed will. Because, I always remind people, life insurance is the ingredients and your will is the recipe. You can have milk, butter, and eggs, and it can either give you biscuits or a cake. So what you want to make sure of is that the right outcomes happen. And that's what's important about having the advice and a signed will, so that whatever legacy planning you have, it actually happens the way you intend it, in terms of managing your sort of legacy in retirement. Should you pass away, what happens to these funds? That they're dispersed correctly in terms of making sure your spouse is fine or your children are fine or anything like that.
Matthew, when we look at this retirement or this planning conversation around the insurance planning, is it too early to start? Is it ever too early to put in place some things? Understanding, obviously, that most of the time what hinders us from buying or taking out these policies is the fact that we simply don't have the excess amount of money there.
So it's extremely important. With life insurance, the younger you are, the cheaper it becomes. So even if you are 25 years old and you, like we said, you don't have any dependents, you just need potentially disability cover, taking it out early as possible means that you can protect your insurability, you protect your health, right? So having these advice conversations are extremely important, because as you get older, your health starts to become more and more of a factor in terms of your insurance, and it could become far more costly. Now, in terms of convenience, that's why, us as FNB, we've created a cover calculator on app, so you can get a quick estimate as to how much insurance you need. If you are pressed for time and you don't know what to do, we do have this calculator, and it also adjusts your cover based on what you can afford. Because what's important is that you at least have some level of cover. As I said, you have all these building blocks of needs, and you may not be able to cover everything with what you can afford, but you at least want to cover something. You don't want to be in a situation where your family has no cover and there's no plan. And having a will it's just a case of having a signed will that's being stored, and you know, F&B customers get free will storage. So at least that doesn't even cost you anything to have it in place. So you should at least have a plan, because what we do find on our side is when people have life insurance policies, and let's say you don't have a signed will, you have no place or plan on what to do with your children. And that becomes a major sticking point when people don't necessarily have all of their plans in place, because let's say you have your life insurance policy with a minor as a beneficiary, that can create a lot of problems. So it's important that you have a will in place and a plan in place to make sure that things are as seamless as possible, because you never know when life's uncertainties can happen. You may think you're healthy, but you can be in a car accident. Doesn't matter how healthy you are, anybody stands a chance of passing away in a car accident. So it's always important to start as young as possible and to have these advice conversations.
Always be prepared. Rather be safer than sorry, and find insurance things that move with your needs. I think we'll leave it at that, Matthew. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights. Matthew Green, Product Development Head at F&B Insure, on the different types of insurance cover you might need along the different stages in your life.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.